यशोदानन्दना ब्रजजनरञ्जना यशोदानन्दना ब्रजजनरञ्जना यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे संकीर्तन की एवं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज कर अष्टोत्तर चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय एवं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज कर श्री भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय रामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय संवेद गौर भक्तवृंद की जय Today is Advaitacharya's appearance day, Advaita Saptami. So we'll not be reading the regular verse. We'll go from Chaitanya Charitamrita. You must have heard about these verses, so it's not on the board, but you can repeat. Mahavishnu Jagat Karta. महाविष्णु जगत्कर्ता मायया सजति अधा मायया सजति अधा तस्य अवतार एवायम तस्य अवतार एवायम अद्वैताचार्य ईश्वरा
अद्वैताचार्य ईश्वरा
महाविष्णु जगत्कर्ता मायया सजति अधा तस्य अवतार एवायम् अद्वैताचार्य ईश्वरा द सेकेंड वर्स अद्वैतम हरिणा द्वैता आचार्यम भक्ति संशनात् अद्वैतम हरिणा द्वैता आचार्यम भक्ति संशनात् भक्तावतारमीशंतम् भक्तावतारमीशंतम् अद्वैताचार्यमाश्रये अद्वैताचार्यमाश्रये सो दीज टू वर्सेस आर फ्रॉम चैतन्य चरितामृत एंड दीज टू वर्सेस डिस्क्राइब अबाउट द ग्लोरीज ऑफ लॉर्ड अद्वैता So today is very auspicious day. I pray to all previous acharyas and assembled devotees so that I can glorify the cause of appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So after 1 month only we will be celebrating Lord Chaitanya's appearance, that is Gaur Purnima in March. So before that we are celebrating this festival of Lord Advaita's appearance. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, the verse is Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhakta Akhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. So Krishna has appeared in 5 features. Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is incarnate as a devotee, he has appeared, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhakta Rupa. Bhakta Sarupakam is Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And who is Advaitacharya? Is Bhakta Avatar. Srivast Thakur is called, is termed or is considered as a devotee, Bhakta Akhyam. He is called as a devotee. Although all are devotees and very high devotees. But as a term, he is called as, Srivast Thakur is called as Bhaktakhyam. Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. And Lord's energy has incarnated as Gadadhar Pandit. So if you see the picture of Pancha Tattva, 5 people standing and raising their hands, calling everyone to chant and dance in the Sankirtan movement. So in the center we see Lord Chaitanya raising his hands. This side you will see the incarnations, Advaita Acharya and Nityananda. And this side you will see the energies, the Shaktis, Gadadhar Pandit and Srivast Thakur. So Srivast Thakur is called as Tatasya Shakti and Gadadhar Pandit is internal potency. Lord Nityananda Prabhu is non-different from Balram only. And we will see about Advaita Acharya today then. So I was thinking that that verse in Bhagavatam says, Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sango Panga Parshadam Yagne Sankirtana Praya Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. So it requires little intelligence to understand all these aspects. First of all, we have to tell people there is a difference between demigods and gods, what are the post and everything. Then you have to justify and make them clear that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Even sometimes very easily they accept this fact also, that Lord Krishna is how, according to Shastra if you speak, then they understand that how Lord Krishna is situated above all. But then to make them understand about Lord Chaitanya, about the 5 features, about the tattva of all the, it becomes very difficult. For at least I have seen in the Indians it's become difficult. When Srila Prabhupada went to West, he directly speak about Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna. They were not knowing anyone. So they very easily accepted both of them. But for Indians, it sometimes become very difficult. Oh, we have seen Krishna temples everywhere, but we don't see Lord Chaitanya and everything. and not so like now in Vrindavan. Earlier also, like 20 years back, if you visit Vrindavan, you will not see any Gaur Katha, and Hare Krishna was there in few temples, but not so prevalent that notice boards are there for Gaur Katha. Kathas like Bhagavad Katha used to be there, but not like Gaur Katha. But now, it has become prevalent and everywhere people do Gaur Katha and everyone. And this was the desire of Advaitacharya, that this should happen. So in this way, if a person comes to Krishna consciousness, he has to understand all these things. So he has to be Sumedhasa. He has to be intelligent to understand all these facts. Then he reaches to the true tattva of Lord Chaitanya. Then he understands Lord Chaitanya's mercy. What is that shloka? Ascharya. If you want to be amazed, just amazed by the Lord's mercy. Chaitanya Dayakara Vichar, Vichar Karita Chitte Pave Chamatkar. If you want to really see the amazement and the thing, then you should understand the Lord Chaitanya's mercy. It's very difficult actually to understand actually the mercy of Lord Chaitanya in our lives, unless we are truly grateful and accept the process. So many things we have to understand. Then the person has to understand the Radha Tattva, you know, all those details. So much philosophy is there. But a person has to be very intelligent and calm and patient to understand the whole process. So we'll see about Lord Chaitanya. So the first chapter of this Chaitanya Charitamrita, 14 verses describe about different aspects of Panchatattva. 14th verse is the Panchatattva Atmakam Krishnam. And the first 13 verses describe all these. And 12 and 13 verses describe about Advaitacharya, which we just recited. So we'll see different aspect, how Advaitacharya, some of his pastimes and some of his leelas and some of the things which are not even understandable by human intelligence, how he behaved with the Lord, Supreme Lord. So first we will understand the tattva of Advaitacharya. He is having two roles. The creation of this material world, he is the efficient cause and one is the efficient cause and one is material cause. So he is acting as a Mahavishnu, he is an incarnation, he is an avatar of Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu Jagatkarta, that is described. And the second thing is the material cause. He is the activation. Because Lord does not directly deal with the energies, the external energies. Somebody has to come intervene and deal with the energy. So he glances, Mahavishnu glances on the Prakriti and the modes are activated. But there is a person below who is Sadashiv, who takes care of the Durga potency and he helps in creation. So he is the material cause. According to, these are the two things, Mahavishnu and Sadashiva. He is a combined incarnation of both of them, Advaita Acharya. It is also said that I was hearing in one of the lectures, it is said that Gaur Ganodesh Deepika describes that this Sadashiva is one of the Gopa also, one of the Kahodba also, which is described, and Advaita Acharya is a incarnation of that Gopa also. One of the another name of Advaitacharya is Mangal. He is called as very auspicious personality. Wherever he goes, he creates auspiciousness. And he is also called as Kamalakanta and Kamalaksha because he is the limb or amsha of the same Supreme Lord who is Kamal Nayan and who is described in Lotus by various descriptions. So wherever he used to go, when he took birth, all his limbs were very bright and everywhere the auspiciousness spread when he took birth, Advaitacharya took birth. Some of the facts of his appearance are very interesting. He took birth in the year of 1434 he took birth. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in which year? 1486. So he was 52 years older than Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he took birth. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he appeared, already somebody has on the sannyas level when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is appearing. So such a high age. And if you see the other age differences also of other incarnations, Lord Nityananda Prabhu appeared in 1474. So he was still elder than Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Maybe not so much, but Advaitacharya is like 52 years. Gadadhar Pandit appeared in the same year. It is at 1486 he appeared. And Haridas Thakur appeared in 1451. So 1451 is still, you can say, 20 years ka difference hai between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur. But Advaitacharya is like... So there was a discussion in Mayapur also when they were installing the big deities. They were discussing whether we should keep this beard of Advaitacharya or not. There was a whole GVC meeting which they discussed, and such a old person. And generally, a pujari, when he goes, he's told, clean up, clean, shave the clean, as a clean, do the shaving and then go to the altar, be clean. Because in our whole system, we see that we don't keep the beard and all and go to altar and worship. So there was a discussion, and then finally they agreed that it's okay, in spiritual world also he must be having. So Advaitacharya was 52 years older than Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he took sannyas, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he was 76 years. And that time he was dancing in ecstasy, he was roaming around because of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, even at the appearance also, when he came to know about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, that time also he was dancing in ecstasy everywhere. And wherever kirtan used to happen, and Haridas Thakur and Advaitacharya was very close friends. They used to roam around together and do sankirtan and very ecstatically dance. So one can imagine such a age he was. And also he left after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is also amazing. He came 50 years back and he left after, he left in the year of 1539. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared from this planet in 1534. So after 5 years, Haridas Thakur took advantage and he said, Lord, I can't bear your separation. I will go before you only. I know you are closing your pastimes now. Let me leave now. But Advaitacharya stayed. And he saw that. So he is the person who saw that whole phase of those scholars of Navdeep who were like totally atheist. And then he prayed for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. Then he saw all the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance, he was there. So can you imagine the whole term? 125 years he was there on this planet. And every time, there's no like, we have heard, oh, Advaitacharya got sick, or he was not in the pastimes. He was there everywhere. So in this way, we see how important his life is. Advaitacharya was born in a village called Silhat, and his parents' name were Kuber Pandit and Nabhadevi. It is said this Kuber Pandit is the incarnation or same like Kuber we have, who is a treasury person. So he's same. So he was Lord Shiva was very pleased with him. One day, it is described that Kubera was praying to Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva was very pleased, and he said, okay, I will come as a... So Lord Kubera asked that, I want a son like you. I want a son like you. So Lord Shiva said, you can't have a son like me. I will only come as your son. So Advaitacharya came as his son, Kubera Pandit. He had a deity of Narsingdev, Kuber Pandit, and he was a very devout Vaishnava. So at the age of 4 only, when Advaitacharya was only 4 years old, the whole family shifted to Shantipur. In this way we see how the pastimes of now will unfold, that how he shifted to Shantipur. At the very small age only he learned all the scriptures, and he was very learned. He was knowing everything, Parokshavad and this part. That's why there is a pastime. We will see how he spoke impersonal philosophy also to get attraction from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So at the age of 4, they shifted, and very soon his parents passed away. His both parents passed away, so he was left alone. But he was at that time very learned and very stable because of learning all the scriptures and shastras. So when he went to Gaya for performing the Shraddha ceremony of his parents. So there he, it is seen like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also went for Shraddha ceremony, and Advaita Acharya is also seen here that he is going for a Shraddha ceremony to Gaya Dham. So it's not like we should not follow these rituals and all. We see all the big personalities, even Lord is following these principles of going and performing Shraddha ceremony. And there only when Advaita Acharya went in Gaya, he met Madhavendra Puri there only. And he, when he saw the devotion and the life of Madhavendra Puri, and he saw his the true inclination towards serving Lord Krishna, so there he surrendered at his lotus feet and he accepted him as his guru. So this understanding of accepting spiritual master is also very important. We see from the life of Lord Ramchandra, he accepted Vasishta as his guru. Lord Krishna accepted Sandipani Muni. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself accepted Ishwar Puri as his guru. So here also we see Advaita Acharya is accepting a very pure devotee of Krishna as Madhavendra Puri. So Madhavendra Puri Prabhu is, in Chaitanya Charitamrita it comes that he is considered as a seed of devotion. From him the whole tree of devotion has sprouted and the Gaudiya Vaishnava culture has come. So he is considered as a seed of this devotional tree. Roots are considered as Ishwar Puri. And Advaita Acharya is considered, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu and Gadadhara Pandita are called as branches. And the trunk is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. In this way it is described. So the seed of devotion has been given to Ishwar Puri and Advaita Acharya, because both are Madhavendra Puri Prabhu's disciples. So we see Advaita Acharya is having such a position above as Mahavishnu, Sadashiva, but he comes here and accepts someone as a spiritual master. We say Vaishwanam Yathashambhu, that he is the greatest of all Vaishnavas, but he comes here and accepts someone as spiritual, his spiritual master. So this principle is regularly and very repeatedly highlighted in all the scriptures, that without taking shelter of a spiritual master, advancement in spiritual life is not so truly possible. People sometimes quote one or two examples, like he is a person who doesn't had any guru, but he became such a saint. But it's not possible. There is, even somebody does not accept the direct diksha from somewhere, but somewhere he has taken shiksha and somewhere he has been inspired. And initiation is that process only. That person is given that seed of devotion from the guru to the disciple. So this was the one pastime where he accepted Madhavendra Puri Prabhu as his spiritual master, and he surrendered at his lotus feet and then served as a menial servant. There is another pastime where there is a Shraddha ceremony which was being performed, and it happens that whenever these forefather or pitras, they are offered food, the remnants are given to the best of the brahmanas. So best of the brahmanas are called in the house and those remnants are given to them. But when Advaita Acharya was giving those remnants, he selected Haridas Thakur as the person to give those remnants to him. So Haridas Thakur was asking, I am born in a Malicha family, why you are selecting me? Advaita Acharya says, no. Tumi khaile hoy koti brahmana bhojan, eta boli shraddha pat karila bhojan. He says this verse. But if you take these remnants, I consider that thousands of brahmanas have taken food. So because you are the true devotee of, your tongue is constantly vibrating the Lord's name. So that is like a yajna which is going in your mouth. And now I am offering the remnants to that yajna. So he says that. Feeding you is equal to feeding the 10 million brahmanas. In that verse, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes, Brahmanam sahasrebhyo satraji visheshita. Sarva Vedanta with quote, yeah? विष्णु भक्ति विशेषण, वैष्णवानां सदा सह सहस्रेभ्यो एकांति एक विशिष्यते। इट डिस्क्राइब्स हाउ ब्राह्मणास, द पर्सन हु इज लर्न एंड परफॉर्म सेक्रीफाइसेस, दैट ब्राह्मणा विच परफॉर्म सेक्रीफाइसेस इज बेटर देन द ओरिजिनल जस्ट नेम सेक ब्राह्मणा। The one person who is born in just a Brahmana family, he considers himself very elevated. No, the Brahmana who performs sacrifices, he knows some of the details and he performs sacrifices, he is better. Among those who perform sacrifices, better than them is the person who understands Vedas. And among those who understand Vedas, Vishnu Bhakta is considered highest. And those all Vaishnavas, the person who is focused and ekant matir is considered the highest. This way, name bhakta chatur vedi mad bhakta swapacho priya. It doesn't matter the person whether he knows all the scriptures, but a person who is truly following the path of devotion and dedicated to the Supreme Lord is the highest. This was the another pastime where Adyutacharya, not following the regular principles of, like, common principles of the people, he has selected Haridas Thakur to give that Shraddha path. There is a pastime how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan and he was diverted by Lord Nityanand Prabhu. He was tricked and he reached Shantipur. We'll discuss in detail if we get time. There is another pastime where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he took sannyas, so before that, Sachi Mata had six daughters who passed away, and then Vishwaroop and Vishwambhar, two sons were there, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vishwaroop. So Vishwaroop was regularly going and taking lessons from Advaitacharya, and he was very, like, he was like our Nitai Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not here, otherwise, like, he sits in every class. Vishwaroop used to sit in every class of Advaitacharya, and he used to hear very submissively and take lessons, and he must be hearing from there. Madhuram. Sorry. He's there. That means he's there. So Vishwaroop used to sit in every class and hear those lectures. And when Advaitacharya was very busy in worshipping his deities, he used to tell Vishwaroop to those students which are new, just take classes for them and you explain them the philosophy. So Vishwaroop used to explain. And while he was worshipping there, the Advaitacharya was worshipping, he used to hear his explanations, Vishwaroop Prabhu's explanations. And he was very happy that how learned Vishwaroop Prabhu has become. So he used to come after the worship and embrace Vishwaroop. So Advaitacharya, when these lessons were going on, Nimai Pandit used to, our little Nimai used to come and give lunch pack for his elder brother Vishwaroop. Like the younger son, younger boy goes and gives lunch pack. So he used to go and give lunch pack for Vishwaroop to take. So this was happening, but the philosophy is such that it happened that Vishwaroop took sannyas and he left home with a, because one time Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra were talking about Vishwaroop Prabhu's marriage and he overheard that they are planning my marriage. So he went and took sannyas and he never came back. And we see in the pastime also that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells that I will go and search out where our brother has gone, and he goes to South India, and then after South India tour he comes to Pandharpur. And there he comes to know that there is a person who was named Shankararanya, and he was considered as the son of Jagannath Mishra, and he reached Pandharpur there, but now he has taken samadhi, he's not there, he passed away. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to Pandharpur, and am I correct? No, I have heard this. So he comes there and he comes to know that Vishwaroop has passed away and he has taken samadhi. And he was Shankararanya Swami. So this was happening, and when Vishwaroop Prabhu left, Nimai Pandit used to go, Nimai, our small Nimai, used to go and take lessons from Advaitacharya. And this was not so happy thing for Sachi Mata, because she was thinking, one son was taking lessons, now he's also, he gone, now Nimai is going and he's taking lessons. What will happen in the future? So Nimai was married. His wife was Lakshmi Priya, and they were having happy family. Then also Nimai Pandit was going and taking lessons. Sachi Mata had in his mind that this is not correct, that he is going taking philosophy which is very, and someday if he might take sannyas, then what will happen? So she was worried. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is omniscient. He understood that this is going in his her mind. She was knowing. So she said, this Advaitacharya is not Advaita. He is Dvaita. Because he splits the families. Because of his philosophy, Vishwaprabhu has left. And now he is speaking all those philosophy to my son Nimai also. So when Nimai Pandit was knowing that this is an offensive mentality, and this, although Sachi Mata did not say anything to Advaitacharya, she was just having in her mind only. She was not saying anything to Advaitacharya that you are doing this. But she was having in her mind. But that time, among the devotees at that circle, those also offenses used to be counted. So Nimai Pandit was knowing that this is happening in Sachi Mata's case, and he suggested one solution. So when Advaitacharya was one day speaking about Krishna philosophy, and he went into trance, and when he went into trance, Nimai just gave a signal to Sachi Mata, you just go and touch the feet of Advaitacharya, in this way you will be relieved of those offense. So one day when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting on a throne, he was into bhava of displaying himself as Vishnu. He sat on the throne of Vishnu and he was calling devotees one by one. So he was shouting, where is Nada? Where is Nada? So he was like, only Mahaprabhu used to know some of the Nada. Naraka Nada. How come Nara into Nada? Achha. So he was shouting like that. Some of the names only Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only know, because he was knowing about Shuklambra Brahmachari and those things which he was knowing some of the devotees which other devotees were not knowing. So when he used to call, then people, you were, who is this person? So this also happened with like when he called about Advaitacharya. So devotees were saying, who is this? Who is this personality Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is calling? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he is the one because of whom I have come. I was sleeping very peacefully in the milk ocean. But he was shouting, he was doing hunkar, that please come to this material world and deliver. Navdeep was a place where all the scholars were there, but all the scholars were not. Advaitacharya was very worried. He was thinking that no one is chanting Krishna's name. Although they are big scholars, they are debating and they are having arguments about shastras, they can quote shastras, but they are not devotees. There should be incarnation of Lord. So then he came across that verse in Gautamiya Tantra, Tulasi Dala Matrena Chulukena, and Vikrinita Samatmana Bhaktebhyo Bhaktavatsana. So he saw that verse and he was having that faith, that if I just worship the Shaligram Shila with Tulsi and the Gangajal, Lord will come. And this happened. Even after the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was not knowing. As we see from that past time when Nimai used to come and bring lunch for Vishwaroop. At that time also he was very much attracted towards this small boy Nimai. He was coming and giving everyday lunch. But he was not knowing, why I am so much attracted to this boy. Later it is seen in one of the pastimes how Advaitacharya was called by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tell him, because of him I have appeared, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told. And now bring him here, I will show you the result of his worship. So that time also it happened that Advaitacharya was trying to test Is it the same Mahaprabhu which is Lord Vishnu only? So he went and sat in Nandanacharya's house. And he told, so the devotee was Ramaya, I think. Ramaya was sent. Ramaya was sent and he told that you go and call Advaitacharya. And it is also that the Ramaya was not knowing the place where Advaitacharya is. But somehow Paramatma guided and reached there only where Advaitacharya was staying. So in this way we see how amazing are the pastimes of these devotees. That how the devotee also tests. We have seen the Lord test by his... we are also every day tested by Lord's Maya and everything. We have heard that Lord tests his devotees. But here a devotee is testing whether the Lord is supreme or not. So this always used to trouble Advaitacharya. That this Lord always respects me because I'm elder. I came before, and because of my age and certain criteria, that he always treats me like very worshipable personality. I don't get chance to show my Das Abhiman to him, that I am his servant. Servant has Abhiman, that I am his servant. He is my supreme master. So Advaitacharya used to feel this, that I am not getting chance. So that's why he enacted that pastime of speaking the impersonal philosophy. So on the way, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu were going towards Shantipur, when they came to know about Advaitacharya speaking such philosophy, they were visiting, in between a village came, which was Lalitapur, and there where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu were going, and there was one sannyasi who was sitting, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nityananda Prabhu, you go and ask this Gosai about some questions about Krishna Katha, like that. And Nityananda Prabhu went and asked. And that Gosai was behaving very weirdly. So he was sitting in very sannyasi clothes, but inside his wife was there. And she was there. And then in between the talks, this Gosai said, can I bring you some happiness? So Nityananda Prabhu said, oh, what is this? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, what is this happiness he is saying? Nityananda Prabhu said, he is telling that, can he bring some liquor? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, whoa. So he chanted Hari Hari and left that place. This pastime was told because there is another pastime where I think Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in Ramchandra place. And he never associated with any impersonalist there. I think in Kashi where he stayed in one of the devotees' house and he ate there. But he never visited any of the impersonalists in that town. So Mahaprabhu, even though a sannyasi who is having a sense enjoyment tendencies, he might somewhat degree he associates with them. But not to the person who is speaking impersonal philosophy. That was the reason why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very angry that Lord Advaita is now speaking impersonal philosophy. And he went there to chastise him. And when he went there, he just started beating. And can you imagine that he is so old? He must be above 60, Advaitacharya. Beating a man, a young person, beating a person who is, although they are whole transcendental personalities, but still as a way we see. And Advaitacharya had two wives, Sita Thakurani and Sri Devi. So in this way, Sita Thakurani is incarnation of Yog Maya only. So when he was beating, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was beating Advaitacharya. Sita Thakurani was saying, stop, 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 he will die. Why are you beating him? And Advaitacharya was very happy that now he has accepted me as his servant. Now he considers himself more better than he considers himself me as his servant. In this way he showed this part. From this pastime he showed that how a devotee takes Abhiman, that he is the servant, not the master. See this last pastime, then other devotees can share if they remember some of the pastimes or some explanations of Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya was sitting on the bank of Yamuna and he was performing his worship. Then only he came to know about these deities. They were found near Yamuna, Madan Gopal deities. There he was worshipping there. So we, without speaking about Madan Mohan ji, how this Advaita Acharya's thing can be complete, because we have here Madan Gopal, Madan Mohan deities here. So he was the instrument in bringing these deities to whole our Sampradaya, and the Sambandha Vigraha was established. So he was worshipping there, and then later he gave those deities to Purushottam Chaube. And then how we know that how these deities came in hand with Sanatan Goswami, you all know those pastimes. So he was the instrument. Madan Gopal became Madan Mohan of Sanatan Goswami's worshipable deities. And then the whole Gaudiya Sampradaya is blessed by these Sambandha Vigraha. These are a few of the pastimes which I thought we can discuss. I will just speak about few of the verses as time is there. Very beautiful verses are there about the pastime of when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was visiting the house of Advaita Acharya, and he was invited for prasad there. So Nityananda Prabhu tricked him, and Advaita Acharya was well in advance there in Shantipur to receive Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he reached there. So from 3 days they were not eaten anything. Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not eaten from 3 days. So Advaita Acharya is telling them that from 3 days you are traveling everywhere. you must be so hungry. So please come and take some remnants, take some prasad in my home. So there they went, and they, when Advaita Acharya in his house, he made 3 plates. One plate was designed in such a way that it is to be offered to the Supreme Lord Krishna, which is the deity in his house. And 2 plates were for these 2 personalities, Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya. And when the offering was going on, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw such a elaborate arrangement. And when he called, Advaita Acharya called to his home, he said, just come and take few, just a palmful of rice and take. You are a sannyasi, I know you will not eat so much. Just come and eat this much only. But when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu went to that house or Advaita Acharya, there was piles of rice and so much kundas of everything, dal and everything, so many varieties. I can't even explain, because so many, such a description is there. I've never heard those names only. Some of the names are similar to that the Bhoga Arati we have. So he called the 2 Prabhu. So when they offered to Lord Krishna, then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy, and he recited that verse, Aichya ne Krishna ke karaye bhojan, janme janme shri dhare tamare charan. And Prabhupada explains the duty of grihasthas, that how in grihastha life the deity should be centered in such a way. Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagavan Ki Jai. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Aichyanya Krishna ke karaye bhojan. So beautifully you are serving Lord Krishna with so much devotion and with so many opulent bhogas, that I am very happy and pleased. Krishna must be so pleased with you. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this. And then after the offering, Advaita Acharya worshipped those deities in front with Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After worshipping, those deities were given rest, and then the 2 lords were invited into a inside house, inside room, where Advaita Acharya had a plan to serve them. Very, very nice pastimes. You must have heard from lotus mouth of Radhanath Maharaj that how beautifully he explains that pastime. That photo is very also famous, that Anna which. So many verses are there. Let's see a few verses till the time permits. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu were invited for this feast, which was like a trick, again, that please come and take a small morsel. Prabhu kahe sannyasi ra bhakshe nahi upakaran, yaha khaila kaiche hoye indriya ra varan. If I eat so much opulence food, it's like a sense gratification, and sannyasi should not be eating like this. आचार्य कहे छाड़ा तुम्ही अपना रचुरी, आमी सब जानी तुम्हार सन्यासेरा भार भूरी। आई नो वाई यू हैव टेकन सन्यास, जस्ट टू फिल 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 योर बैली फ्रॉम ऑल द ग्रस्तास एंड गो एंड टेक फूड। आई नो वाई यू पीपल हैव टेकन सन्यास। प्लीज गिव अप योर कंसीलमेंट, आई नो वॉट यू आर एंड आई नो द कॉन्फिडेंशियल मीनिंग ऑफ योर एक्सेप्टिंग द सन्यास ऑर्डर, एस्पेशली दिस वॉज मेंट फॉर नित्यानंद प्रभु। देर वॉज अ स्पेसिफिक रसा बिटवीन। भोजन करा छाड़ा वांछना चातुरी, प्लीज गिव अप दिस चातुरी मंटा दीज वर्ड्स विच यू आर स्पीकिंग, जस्ट कम एंड टेक भोजन विच आई एम सर्विंग यू। प्रभु कहे एता अमी ना खाई ले ना पारी, इतना मैं नहीं खा सकता हूँ, आई कांट ईट सो मच विच यू आर ऑफरिंग। प्रभु कहे प्रभु बोले एता अन्न नारी ब खाई ते, सन्यासी रा धर्म नहीं उच्चिष्ट राखी ते। यू आर सर्विंग मी सो मच बट देर इज अ सन्यासी धर्म दैट आफ्टर ईटिंग ही कैन नॉट लीव सो मच रेमिनेंट्स वेयर ही इज ईटिंग। हाउ दिस यू कैन ऑनली कैन यू एक्सप्लेन हाउ रेमिनेंट्स, इट इज सेड दैट रेमिनेंट शुड नॉट बी लेफ्ट बट वी सी दैट समटाइम्स रेमिनेंट्स आर केप्ट एंड we also honor sannyasis mahaprasad. So anybody has any comments on this? It is said that I will not be able to eat so much food and it will not the duty of a sannyasi to leave remnants. Yeah, because of wastage only is saying that I will not eat so much so that remnants are, but remnants are generally whatever remnants a sannyasi leaves, it's honored by all others and it's a like a blessing to the, all the people who are grastas or in that way he should not be left. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was served in this way, he was very satisfied and it is said that when he was offered different balls, he used to take half of this and then again, he used to take half of this. In this way, he used to finish everything. And just as the boil was finished, Adita Charya Prabhu used to pour down the whole thing again. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was satisfied and he was eating. But there was another personality who was not satisfied. Nityananda kahe kaila tina upavas. From 3 days, I am hungry. And you are feeding me this much only. Aji parhan karite chila bada ash. From lot of hope and enthusiasm, I came and just came to your house that you will feed me this much. But now you are serving me with this much only. Aji upavas hoila achara nimantrane ardha pet na bhari be ei grahasake ane. From this much quantity of food, even the half of stomach will not be fulfilled. You know, the Acharya's comments are very beautiful. These pastimes are sometimes like very amazing. Acharya kahe tumi hoy tirthika sannyasi, kabu phala mool khao kabu upavasi. Daridra brahman ghare ye paila mushti ek anna, iha te santusht hoya chada lobha. Give up this greedy mentality. Just be satisfied with this much whatever is offered. Nityananda bole ye ba kaila nimantran, you invited me at your place and now you are behaving in such. Tatadit chah yata kariya bhojan, give me that much which is required for me and I will eat to my sufficient quantity. Shuni Nityananda rera katha thakura dvaita kahina tahara kichu paya parita. From this verse we will end. Bhrashta av dhut tumi udara bharite. Just to fulfill your Pali, you are roaming around like a sannyasi. You are a reject paramhansa and you have accepted the renounced order of life just to fill up your belly. And I can understand that your business is to give trouble to the brahmana. From these all pastimes, we can understand they are very esoteric and very high level pastimes. But we can see, if you talk these things about someone else, generally the tendency which comes in mind is, oh, he behaves like this. But after hearing those pastimes, you get attracted to the Lord. That is a transcendental nature of these pastimes. Although the terms and maybe the slangs are used in such a way which are like very common slang. Tum aisa khate ho, waise karte ho. But these past times, we see the transcendental nature that by hearing these words, one gets attracted to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, one gets attracted to Advaitacharya and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this shows that these pastimes are transcendental in nature. Thank you very much, and I pray at the lotus feet of Advaitacharya that he blesses us all, that we can take in part in Harinam Sankirtan and spread the holy name everywhere. Hare Krishna. Anybody can have any pastimes he remembers, he can speak. Shri Advaita Prabhu ki. Any, you have something? Yes.
Thank you, Prabhu, for a very wonderful class. Just one pastime last year, Indradhumna Maharaj, His Holiness Indradhumna Maharaj shared that when Advaitacharya was a young boy, like he had, his guru told him to, I faintly remember, to fetch one lotus for his worship. And the lotus was in a lake which was filled with crocodiles. So without thinking, even for a moment, Advaitacharya just swam across that lake. And just got that lotus. So that was his Guru Nishtha.
Hari Hari.
And one more pastime, just like Advaitacharya wanted to know that how this verse from Gita, like all verses of Gita are talking about bhakti, that's what Advaitacharya used to preach. So he was thinking, Sarvata Pani Padam Tat Sarvatokshi Shiromukam, how does it relate to bhakti? So he was thinking, whole night passed and still he's awake. Like, and for a moment he just went to sleep, like for a moment. And Lord Gauranga himself appeared in his dream and told him how this verse relates to bhakti. Like, that is another. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hari Hari. So whole day is there. Fasting is also there. We can discuss all the pastimes till the time. Advaita Prabhu ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Jai.